أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولو نشاء لطمسنا على أعينهم فاستبقوا الصراط فأنى يبصرون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about a salam, a greeting to the people of paradise which you seek from Allah. Then Allah addresses the mujrimun, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us of how they will be addressed and how will they will be instructed to separate themselves and keep themselves apart from the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how on the day of Qiyamah their mouths will be sealed and they will not be able to utter a single word using their tongue. But the other limbs of the body will speak out, and Allah will give these limbs the ability and the power to speak as a person's tongue would speak in this world. Moving on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 65, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if we wished, we could have wiped out their visions and their sight and their eye. In this dunya, Allah has the power and Allah has the qudrat. Allah can, on the day of Qiyamah, take away the ability of a limb. As Allah says, the tongue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will completely take away its ability to speak. But Allah reminds them that Allah can do this in the dunya as well. If Allah wants, Allah says He could wipe out, completely wipe out their eyes, أَعْيُنَهُمْ فَاسْتَبَقُوا الصِّرَاطِ. They would then want to race towards the straight path. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts them with this calamity and takes away their vision and completely wipes out their eyes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then you will find them racing towards as-sirat. As-sirat, the straight path. فَأَنَّا يُبْصِرُونَ. But now, how will they see? How will they see? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has snatched away from them their sight and their eye. And now it will be too late for them to find the way towards the straight path, the path that guides them towards Allah. Allah further warned them, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ. And if Allah had willed, لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِهِمْ, we could have disfigured them on their spots, where they are, where they stand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have to first wait for akhir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have to first wait for death to overtake them in order to disfigure them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِهِمْ, as they are, in their places, in their location, in their homes, in their businesses, wherever they are, seated amongst their family, within their community, Allah has the power to disfigure them completely and totally. Allah has done it to previous nations, where they were completely disfigured, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had changed them into other creatures and into other creations. Allah warns these people that Allah has the power to do the same. فَمَسْتَطَاعُوا مُدِيًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if Allah does that, Allah completely disfigures them and changes their entire being and their creation, فَمَسْتَطَاعُوا مُدِيًّا, they will not have the ability to move forward. وَلَا يَرْجِعُونَ, they will not have the ability to go back to wherever they were planning on going to. So if they were out in the open and Allah completely disfigured them, they would not even have the sense, they would not even have that ability of knowledge to move wherever they were going to or to return to the place they had planned on returning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can completely change the creation of an individual and make the person into something completely different. Allah wants them. Allah has this ability. Allah has this power. And Allah could do it. It does not require any effort on the part of Allah. وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reminds us how weak we are. Sometimes we feel because we are human beings and because we have certain strength that Allah has not placed in many of His creatures and creations. Allah has given us the ability of intellect. Allah has given us the ability to think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to gain different sciences and knowledge. And Allah has given us the ability to build ourselves and to strengthen ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all these abilities to become really strong in terms of our knowledge, in terms of our physical strength, in terms of our health, and so on and so forth. But Allah reminds us, Allah says, وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُمْ. And whosoever we give long life to, there are individuals who enjoy long life. Allah has given them long life. Allah says, whosoever we give long life to, نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. نُنَكِّسْهُ. نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we turn him back and we take him back into his creation. نُنَكِّسْهُ. We turn him upside down where he started off from. When he came into this world, he was a perfect creation of Allah, but he was full of weaknesses. That child, that infant child, was full of weaknesses. That child had to be fed. It could not feed itself. The child had to be washed. It could not wash itself. The child needed to be dressed. It could not dress itself. The child required and needed diapers. You had to put on diapers for the child. You had to do everything for the child. And then the child grows up. And as he grows up, he reaches one milestone and another milestone. And the child becomes stronger, he becomes into a teenager. And then the child grows up to become an adult. And now he enjoys full strength. And at that point and at that time, he feels that he is now at the peak of his strength. And he feels that nothing can now overtake him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then begins the decline. All those strengths that he had developed along the way, one by one, all those strengths, he starts losing them. نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. Allah says, we turn him upside down. تَنْكِيس means to turn something upside down. So he was right up there, where he did not need the help and the assistance of anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we turn everything around. He comes back to a point where now he cannot move on his own. He's old and he's weak. And now he cannot eat on his own. At times he cannot understand what is said to him. At times he cannot speak words that make sense. At times he cannot understand. At times he needs diapers, and he needs adult diapers to be put on for him, like they were put on for him when he was a child. He cannot take care of himself. He cannot go to the bathroom himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, think, O insan. This is a manifestation of the power of Allah. So do not ever consider yourself to be superior to others based on the strength that Allah has placed within you. The only criteria that makes you better in the sight of Allah is the level of Allah consciousness that you have developed within you. But otherwise, this strength means nothing. Allah placed it within you, and you see it in front of your very eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who takes away this strength from you. Allah, that's why he says at the end, أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Do they not think? Do they not apply their minds? Do they not use their brains? Why is it that they have the sense of superiority and they suffer from the superiority complex, and they have this arrogance and pride within them based on the strength that Allah has placed within them? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.